weeds, shake, and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice. Here at Rosie on the House, scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Hey, there's a lot of lawn shaking and shriveling up after we talked about water consumption right there, and people are considering conversion to not xeriscaping. You've got a new name for it that makes sense.
Water-wise landscaping. Water-wise rhymes. It goes with the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association theme. So water, use it wisely. Water-wise landscaping. And, you know, we talked about City of Scottsdale water bill. City of Scottsdale is one of the cities that will give you a credit on your water bill if you remove, depending on how much turf or grass you remove and replace it with water-wise type landscaping, you can get up to $1,500 credit off your water bill. So that's half a year maybe is free water by doing that. So we have little pamphlets at Harper's that, and you can go online and get it as well as how you qualify for that. I know the city of Mesa offers an incentive as well. So.
And from Water Use It Wisely, we have Donna DeFrancesco on the line, a City of Mesa resident, just to share about all the resources Water Use It Wisely provides. Good morning, Donna.
Hey, good morning, guys. You're talking about water, my favorite topic.
What's your favorite thing to talk about water when you're talking about water? Is it drinking it? Is it using it? Is it making sure you've got your sprinklers broken and pour all down the sidewalk?
No. Well, I love talking about using it wisely, of course. And you guys have been doing a fantastic job. I sure appreciate all the things that you're talking about and the article you had in today's paper. It's just great to remind people because it's, you know, I always joke with our water guys that they do such a good job supplying water to our residents. All you got to do is turn the tap on. It's almost too easy, you know. And so it's hard to remember that there's issues going on, that there's shortages, that we have droughts, that how important it is to save water in every way that you can. And you guys have been giving just some wonderful tips. Jay, you've been talking about some great ways to save, especially outdoors, because we do see up to 70% used outdoors. And so all those things you talked about with saving outside is great.
And in your Watering by the Numbers book, one of my favorite things about that pamphlet is it teaches you to learn how much water you need, not just based on plant type, but soil type as well.
Right.
Some soils require less than others.
And that's a great story because, you know, we were working on xeriscape. I know Jay said he likes it, or water-wise landscaping, whatever we want to call it. It's all about being more efficient with water when we're doing our landscaping. And we had done a lot to get the great, beautiful plants out there, a lot of our native plants that people were starting to see do so beautiful in their landscapes. And we, you know, the whole xeriscape concept of just less grass and more of these desert plants and efficient irrigation systems. But then we realized people weren't watering properly. And that was a big kind of eye-opener that we needed to do a better job educating people on how to water, because it's one of those things, you know, for indoors we have low-flow toilets and shower heads and our washing machines are much more efficient. It's easy to save water. Outdoors, it's really up to us, and we're the ones in control over that, how we water, how we get the water on the plants. And even though we have those controllers don't really save water. It's how we program them that saves water. So by putting together Watering by the Numbers, we're hoping to at least help people understand a little more of how much water those plants need, that the plants need, and how do you control that? How do you do your programming?
When was that pamphlet first published?
You know, that was about 2000 that first came out. And, you know, we're almost at, we were just doing some counts, and we're thinking we're right at about 1 million copies right now.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to get like a gold book cover or something. I don't know, you know.
I think I've given away about half of those, I think.
It is a free resource. You can get it at many nurseries, garden centers.
We love it. The nurseries have been fantastic at providing it to customers.
With the internet now, can't you download it off the website?
Absolutely.
PDF form?
Yep, we have it on the website at wateruseitwisely.com. And you can also, you can call your water provider. But there's also an online version that actually does even some of the math for you if you're looking at run times to how to, you know, figure out how long you need to run your system for. Jay was talking about grass. Grass is one of the things that if you really just get, you just do a little can test where you measure how much water is coming out of your system. You just have to do that one time, and you'll get your run time forever, you know, like how much you should run to really give it a good watering. And if you get that efficient on your lawn watering, you're going to save a lot right there.
And one of the interesting things we talked about, you know, the outdoor use and pools.
Yeah.
Now, I have also introduced a new pamphlet for the indoors. And one of the tips in there that blew my mind, you know, a small leak in your toilet.
Yes.
Over the course of a year.
Right.
Equals a average pool size. I mean, so you may, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
For a $1.50 rubber gasket.
And that's also a great point to make, is that there's things that we don't realize are leaking, and especially like a toilet, it's just running right down the drain. And so it's not like you're going to see a big flood in your house. We see that with definitely with water softeners that get kind of stuck in a backwash cycle. And again, you may not know that water's just going down the drain. So there are some things that, leaks can cause a lot of water waste, and that's a big thing as well.
Donna, thanks for your time this morning. That's Donna DeFrancesco for Water Use It Wisely. WaterUseItWisely.com, full of resources on how to save and conserve your water. After bottom of the hour news break, we're going straight to the calls. If you want to get in queue, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.